It's a very strange situation. I mean, like, it does sound like there could be something more. Like, I certainly understand the concern. If the only time this behavior is occurring when you start talking about being a Christian, giving him, you know, tracts and playing life and stuff like that, you know, I don't know. I would be concerned as well. I mean, like, this behavior happens when usually there's spiritual warfare going on. Okay. Is it demonic possession? I don't know. Perhaps it could be possession or oppression. Mm-hmm. Neither of those two options are very good. No. You know, pray for them. Pray that their heart is actually open to receiving the message of the gospel. That their ears are going to be open to hearing it. Their eyes are going to be open to seeing it. And, you know, most people don't react that way when, you know, presented with just simple Christian music. Mm-hmm. Or a tract. I mean, like, usually they're kind of polite about it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it's pretty much a violent reaction is concerning. That more is at work, especially when the only time this person reacts this way, as the listener stated, is when it's the gospel.
Yeah.
Or when it's Christian music. You know, that's the only time that he reacts this way. You know, pray hard that God would release him from the bondage that would stop him from hearing the message and actually receive it.
Oh boy, so much going on here too, because you don't want to find yourself. I know this person didn't explicitly say that they're in a relationship with this person, but they're like, there is someone I was dating, broke up years ago, now I'm seeing them again. So it's kind of like this conversation, should you be in this relationship if they're like completely on different sides?
Well, yeah,
the
whole unevenly yoked thing comes into play here for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And you never know. He could have just had like a really bad experience and maybe this is almost triggering for him. Yeah. I wonder if this person would be willing to just have like a conversation, like they should approach it not in a defensive way, but hey, like I'm just confused. Like, you're always so calm and then this happened, you know?
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah, it's one of those things we don't really know. I mean, like, the spiritual world, what we can't see really is something that we have a hard time understanding at times.
Yeah.
And so when things like this happen, we're kind of like, is it? You know, we're not really sure. But, you know, based on reactions, it's kind of like, oh, you never know.
Yeah, God give me wisdom and discernment, you know?
Yeah.